Orangutans. They're beautiful, playful, and majestic, and disappearing. Every day, as many as 20 orangutans vanish. They starve to death when their homes are destroyed, or are killed when they stray into villages in search of food. International Animal Rescue is fighting for the survival of the critically endangered orangutan. But we can't do it without you. Please visit internationalanimalrescue.org and help us save orangutans before it's too late. That's internationalanimalrescue.org.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be in the room with real people kind of learner. So he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
This is Glenn Close on Animal Radio, urging you to spay or neuter your pet.
This is an Animal Radio News Update.
I'm Stacey Cohen for Animal Radio. Four Miami men are taking a page from the Bible. According to the Miami Herald, Rodolfo Almira and his three friends have begun to build a replica of Noah's Ark. So he followed measurements that have been laid out in the Bible. He and his three buddies set out to make the Ark a reality. In the 6 months since they've started, the foursome have managed to erect the three-story ship's lower deck. But this little project hasn't been without its setbacks. Almira has been slapped with building code violations. How do you slap a building code violation on something that was got the plans laid from the Bible? I mean, what? The windows are not up to code? Well, people were a little smaller back then. The group is also running short of money, and Almira estimates that the Ark could cost a total of $1.5 million. When the project is complete, he's hoping it'll contain a museum as well as a small zoo. Veterinarians are warning Colorado dog owners about the possibility of their animals overdosing on pot edibles, like, you know, marijuana cookies and brownies and things like that. First of all, keep the chocolate away. The pot, too, I'm assuming. Health officials say they've seen a steady rise in marijuana toxicity cases as this drug becomes more readily available. A recent study in the official journal of the Veterinary Emergency and Critical Care Society reported 125 cases in the Denver area. Severe symptoms can include vomiting, tremors, urinary incontinence, and even death, as well as your dog kicking back going, "Hey, give me some more kibble, man. That looks pretty good. And that ball, that's awesome. Let's go kick it around, man, dude." When your dog says dude, you know you're in trouble. Okay, a year and a half ago, Ruth London was in intensive care in a hospital in Boca Raton, Florida. She had pneumonia. She was just out of it. She was hallucinating that she was in jail. But then her husband had a great idea. He said, bring in the family dog, Delilah. It was a little white Maltese, and see if the pet could calm his wife down. Well, in the hospital room, that dog ran to Mrs. London's side, nuzzled her hand, and she came right out of that delirium right away. So they've decided that it's really a good thing to allow a pet into the hospital room. It helps people, especially older people. And the University of Maryland Medical Center in Baltimore actually lets family pets visit their owners as long as they have certain requirements that are met. And a dozen other medical centers across the country are doing the same thing. In the end, officials decided that the benefits, comfort, and reduced stress for patients were more substantial than any of the risks. I'm Stacey Cohen. Get more animal breaking news at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com.
Hi, this is Betty White. All us animal lovers love Animal Radio. Please help every way you can to make life better for our animals.
Portions of today's show are a repeat from an earlier broadcast.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
It's Animal Radio. We are celebrating a connection with our pets. I got to tell you, I'm a little self-conscious right now. I was just checking our tweet feed, which I'm starting to do during the show right now. Apparently, I'm not, I stutter a little bit, I guess. I don't know. Pretty Plus More writes, I think the guy on Animal Radio might have just had a mild stroke on the air. See a doc ASAP. So, Pretty Plus More, thank you for your concern. I'm just fine, I think. Right? Judy, am I okay?
You're your usual. Whether that's okay or not, I won't go so far.
This is how we normally sound.
Yeah, that's normal for Hal.
Yeah. This portion of Animal Radio is brought to you by Wahl Home Pet Products. Can we give this away right now?
Go ahead.
Oh, this is very cool. Wahl has given us a lithium ion rechargeable pet clipper kit to give away to an individual. If you'd like to pick up on this, and then you can don't have to take your pet anymore to Joey Volani and get charged those tremendous prices.
That he's expensive.
He really is.
Oh, but he's guys worth are it. So bad.
He's worth it. He's worth every penny, Joey.
And why isn't he defending himself?
Yes.
He's out today, by the way. He's,
yeah, so we can talk about
it. We can talk.
He's out well. He's out well.
Yes, yeah. He is. He isn't sick. This rechargeable pet clipper kit has a self-sharpening high-carbon steel blade. I want you to notice right here. I wish this was TV so you could see our very own Vanna White in the studio.
Showing off.
Demonstrating the...
Can I come in the studio and see it? Because you know, with this Bob Barker microphone, I'm actually in a different room.
We actually have
time,
to put you in a different room because it's like, yeah. What, a six-foot microphone is what you have?
It's actually 16 feet, 34 inches.
It's growing.
Wow.
Oh, you wish.
we're talking about a microphone, by the way. You know who we have on the phone? This is cool. Comedian from Boston, Brian Donnelly, is joining us. Hey, Brian, how are you doing?
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Very good. Very good. Well, you're the only comedian that I know that's actually using your dog in your act.
Yeah, somewhat.
he's sort of like your... is he the straight dog in the act? How does that work?
Yeah, he is our comedy muse. For some reason, ever since we got BT in November, I feel like we've been pushing out better stuff than the 5+ years I've been in Boston.
Did you say BT?
BT.
Yeah.
That's the name?
That's his name?
BT for Boston Terrier.
Oh, that's creative.
Very creative.
That's very unoriginal, I gotta say. I'm sorry, I'm gonna be honest here.
The best is people are like, what's the name? And I'm like, BT. And they're like, what's that stand for? And I was like, you're gonna hate me when I say it. It's for Boston Terrier.
Well, I noticed.
Brian, what?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, what gave you the idea? I mean, you're sitting around the apartment, you're looking at your dog, you've got a great act already. Like, what gave you the idea to put the dog in the act?
You know, honestly, it was, he is, I've never had a Boston Terrier before. He just has almost like a human personality. So, yeah, when we started writing stuff, actually, we're working on getting some more stuff written and filming it with him, but basically making him the focal point for a couple of our sketches, which is great.
Well, you have a web series, is that correct?
Yeah, right now. Yep, we just launched one a few weeks ago. It's called Step Friends. It's about two guys who... it's me and my friend, a buddy of mine from up here, Mike Viraggio, and it's about two guys who grew up as best friends. And then I go ahead and I married his mother, and now I'm his stepfather. And it's just this, but honestly, the first five we've done barely explore that. And it's just like these just dumb ideas that we figured, that was a good connector between the whole thing. But the other ones we're shooting are going to do more flashbacks.
Where can we find these?
If you check out, if you go to Facebook, probably Facebook, if you look up Step Friends, it's facebook.com/stepfriends with a Z. Just Step Friends, all one word with a Z. There's a few out, and then we actually have some other sketches that are more like Boston. There's one we did about Fenway Park that it looks like a sports documentary, but it turns out it's about this Popeye's chicken that's by Fenway. It's worth giving it a look.
Okay, we'll link to that from animalradio.com. Now, I noticed in your press release, you mentioned the very same thing that happens to me. On my phone, all the pictures on my damn phone are of my cats and my dogs. There's not a human to be found. This is obviously the same with you, right?
Funny enough, just this morning, my wife and I were walking to grab a cup of coffee, and we found this. Never even noticed it was there. Walked in this part of in Somerville, which is like right outside of Boston. Walked around this area all the time and noticed this huge, I guess it's like some type of like fuse box or something like that, like some big piece of city machinery or whatever. And there's this huge Boston Terrier you're painting on it. So we took a picture of BT sitting next to that. So it looks, I just put that on Instagram. It's like everything is just either, you know, my dog or, you know, inane pictures of other junk around the city.
So, Brian, what does BT do in the act? I mean, is it like he sit there, watch you tell jokes, and then roll over and play dead when you bomb? Or what does he do?
Well, in these ones, in the Step Friends we have now, the last one he's in it, for the most part, in the other ones, he's going to be, we have this one that we're going to film where basically he becomes, where the idea is that I adopt a dog. And then the dog ends up becoming basically my master. And the dog kind of bosses me around. And like we get a crate for the dog, and it ends up like having me sleep in the crate and stuff like that. So that's kind of where it's at now.
That's funny.
I am glad that you're bringing him into the act there. I hope you're splitting the commission there or splitting whatever you get.
Yeah, well, I feel like he has the best deal in the house now anyway.
Does he have an agent? Because Hal would like to be his agent.
I think he'd love it.
Well, Brian, we appreciate you joining us today, and give BT a big old hug from all of us, if you will.
I will. Thanks for having me.
Okay, there you go. Is he gone? Okay. I just want to mention, have you ever noticed comics, generally in the morning, they're not very funny? In the evening, they're really, really funny. But in the mornings, they're just, I don't know, it has something to do with all the nightclubs.
Alcohol.
Maybe I'm having another stroke.
I don't think he came out of the
first
one.
How could we tell? That's the thing. How would we know?
Exactly.
Before we go, I want to mention that next weekend we have Emmy Lou Harris. Is that correct?
The one and only.
This will be her second time on Animal Radio, and she's having a concert called Woofstock. And she'll be joining us and telling us about that all next week right here on Animal Radio.
Hi, this is Carrie Annie Nava from Dance with the Stars. Don't forget to spay and neuter your animals, and you're listening to Animal Radio.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process, cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book, no matter what genre. Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-215-6815. 800-215-6815. 800-215-6815. That's 800-215-6815.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere. From dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke, an asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be in the room with real people kind of learner. So he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Orangutans. They're beautiful, playful, and majestic. And disappearing. Every day, as many as 20 orangutans vanish. They starve to death when their homes are destroyed or are killed when they stray into villages in search of food. International Animal Rescue is fighting for the survival of the critically endangered orangutan. But we can't do it without you. Please visit internationalanimalrescue.org and help us save orangutans before it's too late. That's internationalanimalrescue.org.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.